Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Jetski Esketit. He says, get Smitty in some podcasts, but good work, you cunts. Excellent review there by Jetski
Esketit.
Yeah, Smitty's a big little idiot.
I'm right here.
Yeah, we're never going to get Smitty on the show.
Talk to Smitty.
Hey, you keep down back there. I'm going to introduce you later.
Smitty, hey, how's it going, best friend?
I've been in here, Swagger. I've heard everything you said about me.
No, that was all a joke. Okay. You know how much I love you.
Yeah. All right, shut the fuck up and let me do my shit.
Sorry.
All right, I'm joined today by my co-hosts, iNotorious, a.k.a. Matt.
What it do?
Toby on the tally.
Hi.
Swagger Souls.
What's poppin', G?
And we're actually joined by Smitty this week as well.
Finally.
Yeah, he's finally come on the show. A lot of you guys have been tweeting us and sending us messages.
I see mentions all the time
on Twitter
about it.
And Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, people want to have you on the show. So here you are. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. You know, today I was mowing the lawn. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah?
I got stung by two wasps. Like 20 of them rushed me. I don't know what I did to piss them off, but I was really tempted to go out and buy a bottle of Raid because they fucked with me.
That's really funny you bring up wasps. My dad went outside today, looked at my car, saw a dead wasp nest on the hood of my car. So he goes up to it just to break it apart and get it on the road. So he takes a stick and whacks it, and then a bunch of fucking wasps start flying out of the nest and start trying to attack him, and he fucking runs inside.
Why was it on your car?
Because my car was parked under a tree, and I assumed that the wasps were making their nest on the trees, and it just fell down.
It was a hit.
So
that's a coordinated job. That doesn't sound like...
It's fucking bullshit. I got to get in my car and just drive 90 miles an hour next to a playground. Have some fun.
Just throw the nest out the window full speed.
Gone.
Think first. Jesus. Part of me wants to believe that, Smitty, you went outside and actually angered some wasps just so you had a story.
I swear. And this is probably the best day for this to happen because I don't have much that goes on in my life, you know? Like, I don't do drugs like you guys, right?
Boom.
That's what a loser.
Right? So it was, the timing was perfect, right? Like, I don't really know what I did to anger them. They just kind of... I got stung once. It kind of shocked me because I hadn't been stung in like 13 years or something like that. I had a pretty good streak going on. And then,
You know what the wasps did? They probably sensed that you were a fucking nerd that didn't do any drugs. Stung
him. Yo, what are you fucking toughing this guy up?
Fuck this straight engineer. I mean, alcohol is a drug. I do alcohol. That's about it.
You do alcohol?
Yeah, man. I do alcohol all the time. Shoot it up right in the veins, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Jesus. What does a day in the life of Smitty look like? What do you... I mean, you're one of those friends that I have that, like, we talk all the time, but I literally, like, know very little about you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you...
I was pretty basic, man. I just have, like, a routine. Wake up, take the dog for a walk, do a workout, and then...
Yeah, you working out?
Huh?
You working out, bro?
Yeah, just cardio. Nothing, well, and a little bit of weightlifting, but nothing too serious.
Get those gains, Smitty. Yeah. Get them. Ooh, get them.
And then the rest of my day just consists of, it like, if something's going on with, like, friends and stuff like that, then I'll go do something or, there's nothing else except for work, to be honest, so.
Do you have, like, a schedule for work? Like, do you have a time that you start work, or is it just, like, whatever?
It's like, oh, my God, I need to upload a video tomorrow. That's usually when things kick in here.
Sounds like a YouTuber.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No. But you guys have played with Jay before. Not McCreamy Jay, but
we're taking
QWERTY
your podcast virginity?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you mean QWERTY Jay?
Yeah. Him and I had an idea long-ass time ago to do a podcast, but we never did it. So
yeah,
but yeah,
it's super fun. They're
podcast V
too.
Card revoked, I guess. Can't get into those special clubs anymore.
Yeah. I saw you tweet like a month ago saying that you're trying to like take better care of yourself and start eating better and shit. Like, you how's that treating you?
I mean, it's difficult with anything, and it's like, I don't know. I'm sure you guys have tried your fair share of diets, or maybe, I know, Swagger, you said you're on keto.
I'm on one right now. Yeah, I'm on keto and intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I think I can consider myself doing intermittent fasting because I really only eat dinner every day. Maybe someday, yeah. I only some days have, you know, I'll have like a smoothie in the morning and then dinner when dinner time comes around. But like, it's hard sometimes because like, it's a lot of self-control, and I've never been on like a serious one, but I've lost like 20 pounds so far. And it's been like 5 weeks or something like that.
I found out that weed isn't keto friendly.
Why is that?
Oh, no. Really? Time to get off the keto diet, Slacker.
Because when you smoke weed, you just eat a fuck ton of carbs and you can't control yourself. But I've been doing every time I've smoked weed for like the 3 days that I've been doing this for, I've just intense cravings for pasta, for fucking milk and cookies, for fucking everything, dude. And I just want to just kick down my fucking door and sprint downstairs and pig out. But it's taking a lot of willpower. And when I just the trick,
chomp down on those almonds, just fucking
dude,
resentfully.
The trick with the with smoking weed is that you smoke weed, you get hungry, you just smoke way more weed, and then you're just so fucked up, you just can't do anything.
Taking notes.
Just go to sleep. It's amazing.
Just take a 1,000-milligram edible and just go to outer space every night, and then, you know, intermittent fasting is no problem. You're just zonked out for 16 hours. You're good to go. Keto's brutal, dude. Yeah. Keto's fucking kind of fucking
The first couple of days and weeks on it is always miserable.
Well, because like keto, the thing about keto is that you got to restrict your carbs, like 20 grams of carbs a day, right? In order to get into ketosis and like start burning fats and proteins for energy. And you just realize that fucking carbs are in everything you even thought was healthy.
Pretty
like
much.
Milk, fuck. Fucking like, dude, I've been trying out MCT oil recently.
What is that?
And like coffee.
Yo, like, Jamie, can you pull that up? MGT oil.
Literally in the Joe Rogan podcast right now. Yeah. No, dude, this stuff, that shit, I mean, I'm shitting like an absolute animal. Let's just put it that way. Like,
dude,
that
awesome.
Stuff just fucking.
Can you pull a picture of that up too?
Dude,
pull
awesome.
That up real quick. Pull up a picture of me shitting like an absolute animal real quick. Look at the size of that thing. I can think of ripping to shreds. No. Yeah, no. Dieting is it's rough. Wait, so you eat one meal a day? Do you like snack though throughout the day, or you just fucking
no?
Damn. So what do you eat?
It's like pretty like carb heavy and protein, so there's a lot of energy in it. It's it's just chicken and rice pretty much every night, and then I'll put like a side dish on maybe sometimes. So like that could either be like broccoli, carrots.
Yeah.
I eat chicken like and rice with a side of chicken and rice.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude, chicken and rice is my comfort food. I'm thankful I at least have like somewhat of a healthy comfort food to go to.
What is it?
Chicken and rice. That's like my go-to comfort food these days.
Yeah, I can't get tired of it. That's
I know,
why
it's just so
I
good.
I chose to eat it every day.
Yeah, like, do you like marinate the chicken? Because that's probably what makes the difference.
Well, I don't like overnight. I definitely want to start. I'm not the best cook. And I know you over here, you cook like a steak every night, so you have some experience. But I'm not the best cook, so I'm learning for sure. But I don't white man it. I put spices on the chicken and stuff like that. You know, I season it properly.
Yeah,
as you should with your meats.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
You know,
gotta season that meat.
Yeah, it's a learning curve, man. It's like learning a fighting game, but you're standing at a stove. Like turning knobs and shit. No, it's like an arcade game.
You got a nice kitchen, so.
My kitchen is pretty nice. I feel bad that I don't know how to cook as well as I should in a kitchen that I have, you know?
Dude, just get some of those like Ziploc plastic bags. Just fucking chuck some pesto and all these herbs and shit. And like some sauce.
I'm aware
throw the chicken
how to do
in the bag. Like,
it's more of like a laziness factor of me just like, whatever.
Do you have Postmates or Uber Eats in your area?
No.
Okay.
We have delivery apps, but the selection isn't huge.
Okay. Well, at least you don't have that like as a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
That fucks you. You know?
For the 7 months I lived in my house and I cooked on my own, I cooked a meal every day in my kitchen for the first 5 months, and then the last two months, I just got fucking sick of cooking food. So I lived on soup and Muscle mac and cheese that had like fucking 20 grams of protein in it.
Oh,
dude, my poop just came out like cinder blocks, dude. It was really fun.
You sit down on the toilet, and just dust comes out, just fucking rubble. Oh man, what time do you have like a decent sleep schedule as well? Like you go to bed fucking late as hell, or
oh yeah, no, my sleep schedule is terrible. I'm usually up to like 5 a.m.
Same here.
Yep.
That's like the one thing I love about living in New Zealand and playing with Americans. It's like you guys go to bed at 6, and it means I get to go to bed at like 11, because like by the time 11 rolls around in New Zealand, everyone I know is asleep. So I'm like, well, might as well fucking go to sleep and wake up early. So
what time do you wake up?
I wake up like 6 o'clock, dude. I'm fucking good.
And I remember you told me you put your your phone on the floor, so you have to reach. I mean, that's not much of a reach for you because you're fucking massive.
I put my phone across the room. I just fucking chuck it across the room. Yeah, and then I have to get up out of bed to turn it on.
I need to start doing that.
Can you imagine a fucking jacked Fitz, just a giant Hulk of a dude?
Dude, that's what I'm aiming for, bro. I've been gymming 4 times a week. I want to get fucking completely Dwayne The Rock Johnson yoked in like
That'd
2 years.
Fucked.
And just be a fucking absolute monster, dude. Like 6'6" fucking machine just walking around.
Bye-bye, joints. It was nice knowing you.
I'm definitely going to fuck my back up or something, dude. There's no way I don't avoid it. Let's talk about YouTube for you, because you have the most experience on YouTube out of everyone here. I think I was looking at your channel, your first video is like 2011, right? Like,
there's ones before that that I got rid of because they were unrelated to the content I was going for. Call of Duty.
All right.
So yeah, I was one of the Quickscope kids, I like to say. So
yeah. Well, you started like doing just like small Battlefield clips from what you call the public. And then you kind of went into trolling by the looks of things. Mm-hmm. And then like...
Are you looking at my channel right now?
Dude, I did my research this morning over breakfast. Not going to lie. I was like, all right, we've got
to
have...
I asked you to not tell me about topics so it can be like the Eric Andre show.
this show is not like the Eric Andre show. How do you even do that over audio? Like fucking...
I don't know. You just make weird noises.
Just me, I start beating my chest and like shitting on the mic all of a sudden. There you go.
Fucking
<keyboard.
laughs> yeah.
No, but like, yeah, I was looking at your 200K sub Q&A actually.
Oh boy.
At that point, like, yeah, which I actually, funnily enough, watched like right before we met, because right before you sort of hit me up on Twitter when I was small and like you were like 700K or something. I remember being familiar with your content. Sure, you remember. Come on, don't tell me.
I don't really remember when I messaged you. I think you were around 300.
No, yeah, I was like 200 and something. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I remember very clearly our first session together, which was on like CSGO Vertigo and Dust 1 of all maps, which I turned into a video. Yeah, like at what point did you go full time on YouTube? Like, how old were you?
I was just out of high school, so I'd be 18 at that point.
Damn.
21 now. Yeah, I didn't go to college because I dropped, and this is like already on videos on my channel, but I'll do the short version. Basically, I went to the, what's the thing 2 weeks before you go into classes? What's that called? Orientation. So I went to orientation for my graphic design class, and I just was not a fan of what they were going to teach in the first year. So I went home, talked to my parents, and I convinced them to give me a year off to go full-time on YouTube and see where I could take it. And then within 2 months of having the year off, it just blew up. I was at like, when I graduated high school, I was like 70K. And then 2 months in, I was at 250K. Being able to go full time on it definitely helped. And, you know, obviously I was super lucky. Everyone who makes it on YouTube nowadays is super lucky because.
Like you got to have some luck to get that boost.
Yeah, no, it's not all. You can have the best content in the world and still get 30 views a video. You know, it's all about, it's definitely about luck and just, I mean, sharing is a huge part of it too, having community, but even that's rare to come by nowadays.
The way I view it is like you get lucky to get your like shot, and then once you have that shot, it's up to you to fucking work and.
If you don't take the opportunity, and like, you know, try and seize that moment, then
you run with it.
Yeah, you're gonna. Chances are, I mean, there have been comebacks. I mean, look at Keemstar. I think Keemstar is a great example of someone that keeps getting kicked down, even if he may deserve it sometimes, but he's always come back. He's come back like 8 times within his career or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's impressive. And those are all with like different channels. And usually you're supposed to be,
story of Keemstar.
You're not supposed to like come back on YouTube with a different channel if you get terminated, but YouTube's just like, okay.
It's because he said he didn't have access to the channel. He merely starred on it.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Okay. He was like, this is my channel. He's like, I'm just.
He's got a good lawyer then. He's got a good lawyer.
Okay, so you never had like the fucking gotta leave my job decision. You were just fresh out of high school.
The only real work experience I have is 4 hours at a restaurant washing dishes.
Four whole hours.
Yeah, and I said to myself, I don't want to do this. Like, I can't be someone's employee. I want to try and be my own boss. And that was like when I was like 15 years old. So that was like right before grade 10, sophomore year. Yeah. So
I was a bus boy as well. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I left after I sliced my hand open and my manager and the owner started screaming at me. Have I told this story before on the podcast?
You've told it in videos, I think, or in sessions, but I'm not sure if it's ever gone.
I think it's been in the podcast.
Probably not. Yeah, I've had a fucking nightmare experience. You're working at a fucking restaurant, fucking Italian restaurant. I got the job with a friend of mine who went to the same high school, and it was one day I was doing the lunch service, right? So I go out, and I'm serving table number two with my waiter, Mike. And Mike goes to me. He was Hispanic, had a very heavy accent, so it was hard to understand him. Get me? So he goes, "Hey, I need a tiramisu for table two." And I go, "Okay, yeah, I know where that is. I can cut it up for you." He goes, "Great." I go into the kitchen. I take this big ass chef's knife and the tiramisu, and I just start fucking cutting it. And as I'm cutting it, my manager walks in, whose name is also Mike, and he goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I. This startled me, so I dropped the knife, sliced open my hand with the knife. I'm bleeding all over the tiramisu, all over the counter, all over the floor, all over the tuxedo, or like the fucking getup I'm wearing, because they had to make me buy clothes. So it looks like I just fucking in a bloodbath, and he's yelling at me, and I'm holding my hand going, "What the fuck? Like, why'd you do that?" He goes, "Why are you cutting the tiramisu?" I'm like, "I don't know. Like, it's fucking my waiter told me to." He gets the waiter. The waiter comes in and he goes, "I never told you to cut the tiramisu." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? He said tiramisu for table two." He's like, "No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that at all. What are you doing?" And then the fucking owner came in and chewed me out. I was like, "Can I get like a first aid kit?" She goes, "We don't have those here." I was like, "What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
What kind of restaurant doesn't have a first aid kit?"
Yeah, I had to wrap my hand in a rag, and I was like, "This is kind of bullshit." And she said, "Okay, well, whenever you feel like working, just call us." And then I left, and then I never fucking called in again. So yeah, fuck working for other people, especially if they're stupider than you.
But did you ever get the tiramisu to table two or no?
If I brought it out,
table two is still waiting, man.
Table two is still waiting to this day.
That's fucking bullshit, dude. Mike
just fucked you over, basically.
Oh, yeah. Both Mikes there were fucking pricks. One was bald and he had an ego complex. Dude was shorter than me, believe it or not.
When you said waiter, Mike, I thought you were talking about the thing where you go up and announce something. You know? Like, number Wait, two, what? Your order is ready, or something like that. You said waiter, right. Mike, and it confused me.
No.
Right, yeah, Mike.
Maybe that's why you couldn't understand him. He always needed a microphone to talk. He
carries around a mic. His name's Mike.
Oh, my God.
It's like his only gag that he's got.
Does anyone else have... What was everyone else's previous jobs for YouTube? Because I don't think I've ever asked this. I know Fitz was a waiter.
Yeah, I was a waiter. My waiter, I actually really enjoyed being a waiter. I got some great experience. I was at a great place. I mean, the good thing about working a regular job like that is that you can go home and you don't have to think about work. Like, your time off is literally your time off. Where, like, you know, obviously YouTube's amazing, but the downside is that you're literally... Like, oftentimes you feel like you're always working because you're always thinking about it. But no, I worked for like a whole year at a restaurant before I eventually quit. I don't really have any stories, though. I dropped oysters on some guy once. That was fun.
You idiot.
It was hilarious. It was like this really important Japanese business table that we were looking after. And I take the oysters over and I spill it all over like one of the old dude's lap, this old Japanese man. And he kind of stands up and he's like, "Oh." And I thought I pissed him off and I was really ashamed and I just kind of, you know, avoided eye contact with that table the entire night. And at the end, they came up to me and they asked for a photo with me because they were like, "Hey man, you know," like, I don't know. I guess they're just good natured people. And they thought it was a funny memory.
Never seen someone so tall.
And also Japanese people love taking photos with tall, like blonde haired people for some reason. I don't know.
You're probably in some rich executive Japanese office on like in a framed photo. Like that night that idiot spilled oysters on us. That was hilarious.
Oh, is that your son? No, this is the idiot that spilled oysters all over me.
He's my pen pal now. We've been right into each other for years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually inheriting his wealth. So
there you go.
Good things happen.
It all worked out.
It all worked
out. One little
out.
Oyster spill. It sounds like a movie plot.
What about you, Toby?
Yeah. Toby has never worked a day in his fucking life.
I used to be... The only work experience I have is that I used to be the photographer for a music school.
Ah. Yeah. Exciting
fake
work.
Jobs.
Yeah, fake jobs. Yeah. No, but that was right. Basically just like going to concerts for this music school like once a week and taking photos of their bands. It was fun.
Right.
I loved it.
I know. Do you like have any... Do you have a job?
Yeah, okay. I was working at Starbucks for like a year.
That's oh,
a,
that's right. Yeah.
Hey, my
oh,
man.
Hey. I made plenty of Frappuccinos there, don't worry.
All right, you got to tell me. Do you purposely misspell names or what's the deal there?
We're just lazy. We don't give a shit, just like any employee
okay,
anyways.
All right.
That's about it.
You're the sleep deprived and dyslexic.
I would have so much fun. Tom, I'd spell it like T-H-O-M-M.
Mm. Oh, just after a while, just start fucking with people. I mean, we would do that with certain customers. We'd do stupid shit just to pass the time, you know.
You put like poison in their coffee or something?
No. We did spike our own drinks at one point. It was like nice. Halloween. They made us work the Halloween shift. We just didn't want to be there because obviously we wanted to go like some Halloween party. And then one guy like sent me out to his car and like grabbed a bottle of Fireball. And then I just started pouring that in like a little cup we had, put a lid on it, brought it back in. And then we were like making mixed drinks out of it and like in the kiosk, which you're obviously not supposed to fucking do. But this was like my first time like actually drinking and having like an actual shot. So they poured me a shot of Fireball and then I took it and then I look up and then there was a pair of customers walking up and then everyone else in the kiosk just like bolted to the other end and made me take their fucking order. So I was just like, how are you doing today? All right. Yep. Okay. We'll have that ready for you at the other end.
Sorry, my coffee's really hot.
Knock back the shop. Welcome to Bar Stocks. How can I help you? Okay.
Bar Stocks.
So, no real job for Smitty. So you just lived at your parents' house while you got your feet off the ground with YouTube. And then when did
I moved out at 19, I believe.
Did you move out to like a apartment situation or did you go straight into your house? I forget.
I rented a house like Swagger did.
Right, for a year
and I wanted to stay there for two, but she came back and told me 5 months before that she wanted to move back into her own home, so kind of threw me out in the dust there, but gave me 5 months, so I'm grateful there. And then that's where I found this place that I'm currently in, and I mortgaged it.
Right. Awesome.
Buying is better than renting
if you could afford it
in your situation. Yeah, for sure. And if you plan on living in the area, you might as well. Like, it's definitely way better to invest in property than constantly move around in the same area. If you're not going to move to a different city, then you might as well buy what you can.
For sure. Well, a mortgage is like rent, but, you know, it's at the end of the
really
day,
is.
It's still your money because it's your property.
Is it cheaper for most mortgages than paying rent these days?
It depends. There are studies that show that renting your whole life can be cheaper, but it really depends on what you're renting, right?
Yeah.
It also depends on the house you're mortgaging. It's all about size and
plus economy. With rent, you got to fucking worry about like your landlord and shit, and it's not your place.
You can't you can't do shit to a rental either. Well, you can. Some landlords are cool, but usually
I drilled so many holes. I drilled so many holes in my wall. I had a hole drilled through the floor too, so I can get internet. There's a hole drilled through the hardwood floor, and I hope they didn't notice.
Did the landlord care at all with all the holes? Did they mention anything?
I mean, at the end of the lease, like I had all the fucking holes drilled in the wall for my Vive like base station sensors and shit. So, like, at the end, like, after I took everything down and I had, like, maybe 3 days left before I moved out, I counted, like 18 holes in the wall because I fucked up drilling, like, seven of them. So, I asked my dad, I was like, hey, can I get, like, some spackle to fill in the holes in the wall? And he's like, yeah, I can do that. So, I just
went and
did that and no one gave a fuck. So, I'm Gucci.
I'm lazy. I just use like 3M hooks because I'm so afraid of like punching too many holes or some shit like that.
I just don't fucking hang anything. I'm like, I just can't be arsed.
Yeah.
I get to a certain point. Like, I love design. Like, I love like the interior design and I love making my apartment look nice. But I just got to a certain point where it's like, I know I'm going to move out in like 4 months.
Yeah.
I just can't be fucked like making this place look any nicer than it is. So
it's like, I know I'll be moving out of here. So it's like, I don't know if it's like worth investing. Like, there's so much stuff I want to buy for like decorations and shit like that around the place. But. It's just not worth it when you know you're going to be moving.
My dog's saying hi.
What kind of dog do you have?
Rottie mix.
A Rottie mix?
Yeah, so
it sounds like a very nice Indian dish. Like
Majority Rottweiler. She has the colors of a Rottweiler, but she doesn't have a Rottweiler face. She has like 60% of her is like mixed. Like, we don't know exactly what's going on there.
Yeah, so she's a mutt.
Yes. But Rottie mix sounds nicer.
Ah. It does. Rottie mix sounds like a nice like microwave package of Indian food. I like it.
They might have that in China. Who knows?
Maybe. Jesus, that's a pretty fucking dark joke. Moving on. People that follow you on Instagram, you're at Smitty now, right? You got at Smitty.
Yeah.
They'll know that you're super... because, you know, I just fucking... I don't know, because I'm autistic and I don't know how to host a podcast.
That's nice.
People will know that you're super into fashion.
Yeah.
Right? When the fuck did that start? And
when I met Cryos Gaming.
Oh, true.
Well, I mean, a little bit after. We would have these cute little Skype calls, and then that's what we talk about.
When did you meet Cryos?
When we meet? I want to say... I don't know. There was, like, a huge moment in my, like, career where, like, everything started to really come together. Like, I met 407, who introduced me to Wildcat, who then introduced me to, like, that whole group, right? And John was friends with Jobless Garrett, I believe, and then they jumped in on a session, and then John and I just sort of clicked because we had, like, the same humor and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
I don't remember when that was, though. It was during my prime CS days, though, for sure.
Right.
And, man, those were the golden ages. Like, imagine playing CS with me, but me not hating it, you know? That's what it was
can't
like.
Can't imagine it's left.
Yeah, when we went, you were already coming off the game, so can't relate. I remember you telling me that there was, like, a big moment where you just met a whole fucking bunch of YouTubers that were sort of
I have, like,
well-known.
A lot of groups I bounce between. Like, I'm sort of that, I'm a drifter, you know? But I like to stay close with a lot of the groups I hang out with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, luckily, I'm able to hold a lot of relationships like that. And I know some people usually stay, like, they pick one group and stay with it. I just can't really do that.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, it keeps your options open. And it means that you have, like, a very wide variety of people in your fun time.
You got a network.
Stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But we're your favorite, right?
Yeah.
Favorite group?
Yeah, sure.
Hell yeah. If you said no, then the podcast is over.
All right, wraps up this episode. We'll see you guys again next week. And
how do you feel about like hypebeast culture?
Ooh.
We talked about this like a year ago, but yeah, like
it's ugly, man. Especially now. I obviously every time you start to get into like clothing and stuff, you have those days or like the you know where you buy your first off-white piece. Looking at you, Toby.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like it happens, and I have a lot of very I'd say super hyped pieces by today's standards, like the really old seasons.
You just buy
like,
what's cool, you know, you don't buy it because it's hyped, you buy it because it's cool.
Yeah, no, I really like the designs, but following what's happened with like just fashion and the whole street culture and hype beast and stuff, it's just I don't know. There's something about it now that rubs me the wrong way. Like, I'm probably going to keep those pieces for a long time and then sell them for a very good profit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even really wear them nowadays. Like, they're just there to be there right now.
Yeah.
Like, just to sort of gain. It's like real estate, but for clothing. That's the weird part.
I don't think I'm ever going to wear my fucking off-white jumpsuit again.
That shit is the funniest thing ever.
I don't know why the fuck I bought it.
Yeah, Fitz DM'd me the night you bought that, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And he was what Swagger bought. And it was the best thing I had ever seen.
I was like, I know Smitty's going to get a kick out of this. So I sent him like a video of you.
I'm not even a fan of hypebeast culture. I was never really into it, and I'm still not. I'm especially like resentful of like the whole like $1,000 shoe bullshit, because I walk around. I'm not going to get $1,000 shoes and fucking, you know, put them behind like bulletproof glass and look at them. You know,
well, here's the thing, though, but here's the difference, though. Would you buy a pair of shoes that's, like, very well crafted for $1,000, or are you talking about the, like, let's say the Off-White collabs,
dude,
with Nike.
I'm fine wearing socks and sandals. I really don't give a fuck. It's just
girl master over here.
I need something to pad my feet as I walk around.
Swagger is hilarious to go shopping with because we'll go to like nice shops and he'll just be the guy standing in the shop, like being like, "What the fuck is this?" When they're
that's what Scotty's like.
Yeah,
407 is like that.
It's so funny.
He's super frugal when it comes to that. He doesn't understand it, right? And he doesn't want.
Yeah, Swagger's like that, and then he buys a fucking jumpsuit.
No. Okay, look.
Yeah, it's just really bad at peer pressure.
I get it.
That's all.
Every time I'm with fucking Ryan, manager Ryan, and everybody, and we go shopping, Ryan's like, "Oh, let's go to the Off-White store. We'll get you something, swags." And I'm like, "Probably not." And then we go in, and he goes up. This is when I got my fucking Off-White bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
We went in. He goes, "Look at that." I go, "Yeah, that looks like a pretty good jacket." He goes, "You want to get that?" I go, "Yeah, maybe." He goes, "Okay." And I go, "Well, let me look at the price." And he goes, no, grabs my fucking wrist. He goes, "No." And he goes, "I want you to try it on in the changing room, and I want you to let me know if you like it or not, if it looks good on you." And I was like, "Okay." So I go in, I try it on, and it looks really good on me. And I go, "Yeah, I really like this jacket." He goes, "Okay, are you going to buy it or not?" And I was like, Yeah. Okay, I'll buy it. And then I go up, he rings it up, and I see the price, and I'm just like, oh.
No. I've never seen a more destroyed man than you walking out of that store. Like, when you walked out of that store, there was just an expression on your face that, like, you just resented everything about what you just went through.
I literally wrote a text to my dad being like, "Hey, Dad, I went to a store with my manager, and, you know, I found this really cool jacket, and I went to buy it. The price tag was..." And then I just deleted the whole message. Put it in my pocket. I was like, "Fuck!" I was like, "I can't tell my fucking..."
Better off he just doesn't know that one.
My parents, it's funny because they would be the complete opposite. If I buy shit clothes, they're like, "What the fuck are you doing?
We didn't raise you that way. God damn it,
you fucking pleb."
Smitty, do you remember when I was in Boston and I went shopping and we were talking about how my mom was proud of me because I spent so much money on clothes?
Yeah.
That's what my parents are like.
I wish I had a mom like that.
your parents are such hype beasts. I remember it was before one of our trips. It was me and Ryan waiting at your house before leaving, and your parents were like, your whole family really was having this argument on whether to buy this like $500
stupid
bottle of Tom Ford cologne that was on sale. Like, they were getting really heated about it. And it was like a huge fucking liter bottle or some crazy shit.
We basically have a shared wardrobe that's filled with like cool pieces. So mum will buy something, like jackets mainly, that are in a size that pretty much anyone could get away with wearing it, and she just buys really cool pieces and says that anyone can use them. Which means that my brother, who's a fucking prince, he gets really angry when other people wear them because he's like, "You're gonna get it scuffed." But yeah,
it's like communism.
We have cool shit. Mum and dad wear too much Off-White for their age.
That's the thing, look. I don't mind buying like designer clothing when I think it looks fucking nice. I think I own the only designer clothing that I own are like two pairs of Saint Laurent shoes, and I feel fucking pretty bad about after buying those. No, but they're great shoes. Like, they're actually fucking sick quality too, so I don't really feel that bad about it anymore. But I don't know. Like, the problem, I don't think I could fucking, like, I almost feel like hypebeast clothing is getting the Rick and Morty effect, at least in my eyes, where you just feel like a bit of a jackass wearing it.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Because the
worst thing about it, I hate people who put a bunch of expensive shit together and it looks terrible, but they think they look good because it's expensive.
Like when people wear full Off-White outfits and shit, and it's just got stripes down the sleeves, stripes down the legs. It's like, fucking wear a cool outfit,
ugly,
not fucking expensive.
Yeah, they have all the fucking red Ziploc tags all over their shit too. They want to fucking take it off. Look like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I will say that I hate sneaker reselling culture.
So do I.
I get it. It gives some people a job, but it's also like you're essentially selling a $200 shoe, or you're even buying a $200 shoe for $1,000+.
Yeah.
Like, I think both parties in that are stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind dropping, for example, $600 on a nice pair of shoes when I know it's made. The quality is there.
The quality matches the price.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And it's the same thing for clothing. And granted, there are brands out there that take advantage of that. And
Supreme's the worst.
What would be the I don't know, let's just say bring up their price just because of their name and stuff like
Supreme,
that.
Or Supreme. Supreme would be the
no,
name.
Supreme no, sells like really their cheap stuff for low, yeah, low amounts of money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's the people.
It's just the resale market.
It's the yeah people that resell it are the problem. Supreme right is just doing what they do. They just have always made, I mean, sure, they probably brought up their prices a little bit, but not ludicrous amounts.
I feel like if they did bring up the prices yeah at all, it would have the opposite effect and less people would start to buy it.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think there's something really alluring about the high price tag, that which is what makes them hype, you know? Because yeah if you just yeah sell it at like a regular price, then it kind of loses its... And yeah that means that it becomes more accessible, and it means that everyone's wearing Supreme now, mm-hmm, which is kind of what's already happened.
Well, still,
I guess,
they so only produce like so thing much of it, right? So it's like very limited. Like it goes out I of guess stock like instantly.
I don't know.
I have like one piece of Supreme clothing, and it's not a box logo, and I have the crowbar, but that's for jokes. Right? I have the Supreme crowbar in my office. Zach,
you gotta get the crowbar to match your off-white jumpsuit. You
gotta, dude, they got the everything. Their miscellaneous stuff is the best. It's so funny to me. They got step ladders. They released a scooter.
Where
they got
Where do I look this shit up?
On their site.
They have like chopsticks and shit.
Yeah, our manager Ryan is obsessed with the Supreme kayak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh, they got a bunch of shit. It's hilarious.
I saw when we were out shopping, they had like a Supreme lighter or something like that. I was looking at get something yep like that to like lighter light a blunt
they
with
got
as a meme,
dude,
or some shit, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. Anything you could probably think of, they probably have it Supreme on it, and it's just so funny to me.
Supreme, they have a Supreme hammer.
Yeah, exactly. Like oh, this shit's, the crowbar is perfect for me because in Canada we can't have firearms, right? So that's my home defense right there.
$675 for a Supreme hammer.
That and a hockey stick. No Supreme on there, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think hypebeast culture is interesting because there's the people, which I would say like us, who just buy the shit that they think is cool and don't really give a shit about what's hyped and what's not. And then there's the people yeah who do specifically buy stuff because it is what's cool. It's because it's like
mm-hmm I'd say
hyped.
It'd be like fashion versus hype.
Yeah, yeah.
It's taste versus tastelessness, I guess. You know?
And it,
really,
and it does,
that's what it comes down
it
to.
It does sometimes make it harder to wear certain things because you're like, oh, everyone's just going to, you know, view me as a fucking hype beast if you care about that shit.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. If you got a dope outfit that includes an off-white piece, I'm going to be like, oh, nice fit. But, you know, if you're fucking decked out and shit that doesn't match and just plastered with logos.
The YouTubers have ruined that shit, man.
For sure.
I'm not going to name names here, but I'm sure everyone can imagine who I'm talking about. Just that, mm-hmm, you know, they've introduced the younger audiences to the world of fashion. I remember, I think I tweeted out a while ago, it's like, when I was younger, I used to ask, like, my mom and dad for, you know, a video game console. Imagine being 12 years old now and asking for a Gucci belt for Christmas, you know? It's just really surreal to me of how different it is nowadays. And, you know, they're, yeah, obviously, I'm thinking, like, not every kid is like that, but they definitely do exist now. You'd never catch any kid,
yeah,
or a very small handful of rich kids, yeah, would say that to their parents, you know. Now it's like, yeah, it's the normal, yeah, like the normal,
anyone who's like upper
everyday
middle class,
yeah,
know, it's like
it's weird to me.
So I was just imagining when you said the whole like Santa, like asking their parents for something for Christmas, so I was just imagining like Santa climbing down the chimney, he's like decked out in full like red Supreme like Santa.
Oh, yeah.
You
know?
Supreme Louis collab.
Yo, Santa looking fresh today.
I bet there's a Louis Supreme Santa suit. There's got to be. That would be fucking maybe hilarious.
I must confess, some of the Louis Supreme shit is fucking tight. But a lot of it's pretty shit.
Who knows?
I'll pass,
man.
Dog.
It's a bit gaudy for my taste, you know?
Yeah.
You got any other hobbies besides fashion and fucking working your dog? Like,
does masturbation count?
That's a big one for me personally. I've been trying to cut back lately. It's been a bit of a problem, but you know.
How many times do you do it?
6 times a day, you know. It's...
Mm? Oh, those are rookie numbers. You got to bump those up.
Rookie numbers. Come on. God, I love that movie.
Nope.
All right, we're not gonna do that on the podcast. No one's gonna join you there. Okay, so masturbation, fashion, walking the dog, and cooking chicken on rice.
Yeah, and. Of course, gaming as well. Haven't completely lost interest in it, amazingly, after all this time.
It's hard, right, man.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
It is hard. Yeah. After doing it for so long, it's like, you know, it starts out as a hobby, and then you realize it can become a job, and then it becomes your job, and then and then you try to keep it as a hobby, but just shit, man. You get so tired of, like, playing the same games. You burn yourself out. I've loved playing Spider-Man. I love single-player games. Holy shit. A good single-player game, I will sit down and play for hours.
Yeah. I used to be a huge fan on those. It's like, it seems like everything's just multiplayer these days.
I got a PS4, and I that kind of changed the game for me, because I never used to like playing single-player games on PC, but, like, getting the PS4 and just kind of having more of a couch-based experience, like playing games like The Last of Us or Detroit Become Human and shit like that, like, I found I could actually enjoy playing games in my spare time again through that. So I should probably pick up Spider-Man for the PS4.
It's so good.
And I'll be getting Red Dead Redemption when that shit comes out, for sure.
I want to stream Red Dead. I'd like to do Red Dead online with everybody. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll make for great videos. And the beta comes out soon as well. I don't know the date, obviously.
Yeah, no, that'd be sick.
Man, shit's hard to stay interested in a single game.
Yeah, what I was going to ask is, like, when did the sort of sparkly, like, alluring sheen of being a YouTuber kind of wear off, and when did you realize, like, oh, this is like a job, and, like, it's actually kind of hard sometimes, and, like, I guess, like, when did you first start, I don't know, going through, like, motivational dips in your YouTube career? Because, I mean, everyone kind of goes through that. It's like, there's like some months that just fucking suck, you know.
I don't remember the exact time. I'm sure if someone went back to my channel, they could probably find it. I think I had, like, a video called, like, motivation or something like that, and that was right around the time where I wasn't able to post consistently, or I hadn't figured out like a formula to be able to, like, upload consistently, right? Because I try to post every 2 days, sometimes it's every three, or, you know, if I fall behind one day or whatever, and, you know, I delay it. But I think right around there, I want to say I was trying to upload every, like, 5 to 6 days or something like that, maybe 4 to 5. And that was even hard for me. So it's kind of unbelievable to think that I'm uploading every 2 days now.
Yeah.
Right. But I just found that formula, right? I think right around there is when I realized, like, because you need to stay consistent on the platform. And obviously there are rare cases that exist in, you know, fits.
Like me.
Yep. But it's not a fairy tale story for everyone, right? And not to say what you do isn't, you know, I'm not saying you don't take all that time in between your uploads, you don't work or whatever. You definitely do, and I know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, majority of people have to stay consistent and have to keep uploading in order to, you know, upkeep their audience.
Have you ever thought about getting an editor?
Yes. Oh, my God. I feel like
every
I would
single
love
night
that.
Before I fall asleep.
I feel
great.
Like, I don't know. If I... yeah,
fuck
I know,
you.
Right, Toby? If I give that up, I feel like I'll lose my motivation to work.
Yeah.
And if YouTube falls through in a year for some reason or whatever, you know, YouTube could disappear at any second. So you always got to be prepared for it. And if I had a full-time editor, I don't want to be left in the dirt because I had someone else doing my work.
Sure.
You could consider yourself sitting down and vocally talking your work, but that's 30 minutes out of your day, you know, for a commentary or 3 hours for a session, you know, it really depends. But that's all you do.
Well, right? My big, like, issue with a full-time editor is that, like, when it comes to making videos, like, the process for me, editing is most of my humor. And, like,
I love
that creative freedom.
Yeah,
and
the creativity part. That's, I feel like, another big issue is if you, like, take the time off and, like, don't do it yourself, you'll start to lose that bit of creativity you have.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I was trying to bring up.
I think, like, you just become kind of aimless because you realize, like, oh, that was, like, really what was filling a majority of my days.
Yep.
Like, what do I do with this? Like, you just, like, and I've been talking to Toby about this
a
recently because I think you're kind of sort of been struggling with just, like, feeling like you're working or feeling like you have something to, like, focus on is so important. Just for
I don't do anything because I literally just play games. It gets, I don't even upload it. It gets automatically uploaded to Blue's PC and then I do nothing. And because of that, I've just been like,
must be nice,
dude.
Yeah.
It was nice for ages. It was really nice. And then I realized it's like, I'm just not doing anything with my life. I'm just kind of sitting here.
Yeah, exactly.
I always say that. I always say, like, man, it'd be so great to have an editor for the first 4 weeks, and then I realize how boring I actually am.
I'm focusing on streaming now. Like, I'm going to have a full-time schedule of, like, 6 hours a day, I think.
Dope.
Like, if you feel overworked and you're trying to get a video out every 2 days, every 3 days, you know, you can maybe do, like, a video or two videos yourself and then just have an editor do one of them.
Yeah.
you know, just to lighten the load.
Or even just parts of the video itself.
I think I've found that formula, though. Like, I haven't really had... Like, I've had days where I've... Or I've had, like, moments where I've uploaded 5 days apart from the last video. But that's just because, like... I don't know. Like, the video's kicking my ass. I'm not... I don't have much motivation to to do it. Or it's I find it hard to get it started, you know? And I'm sure you guys experience that when you get all your clips finally cut up. And then you're like, shit, how do I start this video?
Every fucking week.
What's the first clip? What do I lead this into? You know, sometimes kicks
that's
my ass.
That's one of the hardest things is diving headfirst into the creation.
Subtitling, dude, fucks me up. So
I want to hire an editor just for subtitling at this point.
The secret to subtitling for me now is just to smoke a bunch of weed. I had a blast. I have so much
fun. That's like a secret to everything, though.
Yeah, it's a solution for everything.
No, it's the solution and cause of all of Swagger's life problems.
Yeah, dude, it's... I smoke weed and then I have like the most fun like in my life just like writing a transcript and animating it. I'm like, ooh, I could do like one word at a time here and then I can have it spin and I just get super into it, dude. I just go, my mind goes a completely other place rather than me just being like LOL and then just, you know, just fucking writing like WHAT- and then I fucking stutter and all that shit.
My solution to subtitles would be just hiring someone else to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I would probably do. Because that's the reason I've avoided subtitles, because I know it's so much work. And that, on top of all the sound effect work I already do, I'd be dead.
It would kill you.
I'd be 100% dead. So I've considered hiring, because I know subtitles are so vital in today's YouTube meta.
Yeah.
Like, Fitz, you pretty much kicked off the new age of... like the subtitling and stuff. You really did, because you are at the forefront of all of that, for sure.
Yeah, it would be me and Soviet Womble, who's on another level.
Oh yeah, sorry. Soviet Womble as well. Womble is dominates. An incredible subtitler. Amazing. I've never seen work like it. Fits to his work compared to yours, it makes yours look like dog shit. I'm gonna be honest.
Shit's all over it. Yeah, shit's all over it. But you know, I pass that motherfucker in sub. So
who's gonna win now?
Because you upload ironically a little bit more than him.
I'm like the in-between. I'm like budget Womble.
Womble, if you want to defend yourself, you can come on the podcast. As a
come
guest.
On next week.
It'd be great to have Womble on the podcast.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. He doesn't follow me on Twitter, so I have no way of getting in touch
with him. All right, boys. Let's stop talking about other guests while I'm still here, okay?
You're right.
I mean, we've been at this for like 50 minutes now. We can just wrap this one up.
Yeah, that's true.
No, we got 10 minutes, motherfucker. Don't get lazy. God.
Is that how long these usually go for?
Like an hour, yeah. We go over if it's going well or, you know, whatever, so...
Oh, so you're saying this one isn't going well then?
It's going terribly, Smitty.
I mean, I'd say it's like probably our worst episode ever. So,
I expected that.
No, I mean, I'm so glad that I started the second channel, because now I have this balance between, okay, I have an editor doing all the work on my second. Well, actually, I'm such a control freak with my videos that I actually do end up doing a lot of the work on my second channel. Like,
you're creative control.
Oh, I'm a control freak, dude. I can't fucking stand people doing shit wrong. I like, I not knows this with the podcast. Like, I'm always on the ass about editing the podcast properly. No, but what I do is with the second channel, I construct the skeleton of the video. So I pick the clips and I sort them, at least for now, because I have the leftovers and that's pretty easy. And then I send him like the skeleton thing and he does all the graphical editing and shit. But eventually I will just like pretty much hand everything off to him. Because, you know, right now we're just getting the relationship off the ground. But it's great because I have this balance between like, okay, I'm uploading pretty consistently on the second channel, like at least once, twice a week. And then I have my main channel where I still have like my, I'm still motivated to do my own editing and everything. But like between the second channel and the podcast and everything kind of going well on other platforms, I've actually slowed down my upload schedule on the main channel very slightly as well, just because I kind of can. And it just sort of gives me more time to manage other projects like this podcast or like the second channel or, you know, fucking whatever else shit in my personal life. So I don't know. It's, I for sure am still yet to find, I think, a formula that works as well for me on the main channel as what something like what you have, where...
That takes a while, man.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing this... I've had channels since, like, 2008.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've ran through, like, 3 channels before the one I made right now that I'm using. Mm. So, you know, it takes a long-ass time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, look at it this way. All you guys are pretty... damn successful for how little, or not, I wouldn't say how little, you guys have definitely done it for a considerable amount of time, but you know, it's you're at least past the point of like like, holy shit, I have this many subs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think for all of us, it's kind of getting to the point where it's like, all right, we're kind of falling into place a little bit now. But yeah, it just goes to show you like how fucking, I don't know how long it takes to adjust to learning to work for yourself, especially when you're like, when you're fucking young like us, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just fucking, I don't know. Your whole fucking life's a bit of a mess when you're fucking 20. So like when you get this insane opportunity to do YouTube, I feel like all YouTubers always fucking either put everything into their work and fucking burn themselves out, or they don't put enough in, or like balancing your life is so fucking hard. So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
For me at least, I feel like I'm now balancing my life very well, which is good. You know, I think it's fucking super important.
Yeah, mine's a fucking mess. Same. But smoking weed is helping.
Hey, now you're good. You're on keto now, dude.
Oh, fucking, yeah, dude.
That's true. You're making a turn. You're turning, turning around.
Can't wait till I fuck that up. It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, you're Italian. You got Italian in your blood.
So. Dude, I open my cabinet. I open my cabinet, and there's fucking 8 boxes of different pasta. It's a fucking nightmare. My sister, my sister sends me a text this morning. She goes, "Hey, I made like chicken Alfredo downstairs. If you want some?" I'm like, "Oh, sweet. Maybe I'll just have the chicken." I go downstairs. There's no chicken. It's just fucking pasta and Alfredo sauce. I'm like, "Fuck."
This is chicken flavored.
Just made bacon and eggs.
Hey, yeah.
Dude, I've that's so much bacon.
Oh,
it's
so good.
No, that's all I'm eating. I had that for breakfast.
Dude, I just
lunch.
Had that for fucking dinner just now.
I ate a fucking like avocado the other day, and I fucking hate avocados. Same. It's gross. Just, talking about the texture. I put like salt and pepper on it, and I just fucking I practically cried into my dish.
Put salt and pepper on an avocado?
Yeah, motherfucker, you gotta like
just
do something
it,
with
just
your
ate
life.
It with
Jesus.
A spoon?
Yeah,
avocados are disgusting.
I don't like avocado, but
they're
good
trash
fucking,
here. They're good when they're like
they're so good
up.
For you though. That's the problem. They're so fucking good for you.
Well, you can't make guacamole because chips have carbs. So how are you going to eat it? Just like finger food. Just
you
dip your
a,
fingers
you need
in
to
there.
Get like shred. You need shredded cheese. Then you need to like roll it and then put it into an oven and make cheese chips.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm too lazy. To
whenever I like, if I ever visit your place, you can make me some of that. How about that?
Fuck that. Fuck that shit. I don't want to fucking do all that baking and shit. The only baking I want to do is with a bong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh. Marijuana.
Also, I just thought of something. Can we clear something up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am not a part of the Misfits.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do drugs. It's weird, you know?
Yeah, that's the main reason
like,
why.
There's like you, Cryos, and fucking, and Bordy.
Raccoon
Eggs. And Raccoon Eggs. People think you four are in the... Thanks.
Well, from my understanding, the Misfits are, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you guys just pretty much started together. Like, you knew each other from very early on. Like, John and I were here super late. Like, John and I knew you when you're at, like, well, I met you at 300K, and then John came in probably right around when you hit, like, 800K, 1 mil.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, we're really just, like, you know, we're really not a part of the group. We just play along. You know,
yeah,
John does
a bench warmers. You know,
John does drugs. He should be a part of the Misfits.
Dude, got a trip acid with John. You know, got to.
Yeah, man, I get tweets all the time that are like it won't even tag you guys either, which is sometimes makes me laugh. Like it'll just be a John and I kind of thing. Like it'll just be me and Cryos, and it'll like it'll be fan art or whatever, and it'll be like hashtag Misfits or whatever. What? Like I said, I'm a drifter. I'm a part of so many groups in people's minds. Like I'm a part of the Banana Bus Squad, like Vanoss and all them, right? And then I'm a part of Misfits.
I can understand that. Like they're tagging the Misfits because you know you guys play with us enough that
Not. I don't blame them for doing it. Like I understand if you don't know any better, but I just want to say that I'm definitely not. And that's why I'm not a part of the podcast.
If you want to tag Smitty on Twitter, just do. Misfits associate. You're an associate.
Misfits,
of the
Misfits intern.
Yeah.
We should just change our name to Misfits and Associates, like a law firm or something.
Oh yeah.
Fits and Sons.
You know what else people call our whole group now, Smitty?
What?
Like those real hardcore stans call that group. They call us the Gay Baby Gang.
Oh yeah. Well.
Because.
It's kind of swagger fault, isn't it?
Yeah, I did perpetuate that because you put it in the video. You fucking started it.
But you reacted too funnily to it, so it's too good not to put it
in. I was on steroids, dude. This is what happens. This is what fucking happens. Goddamn fucking ear infection. No, that was bronchitis. Jesus. Gay baby gang was the gay baby thing. That was fucking bronchitis.
I'm afraid if you leave this in the podcast and just have that in there, even more people are going to start it now. That's what I'm worried about.
Who cares?
No, we're already officially branded.
Yeah, fucking moved.
Hardcore stands are scary, man.
Yeah, dude.
The number of hardcore stands we've gotten since like branding as Misfits, but also since like going to more conventions and studying this podcast.
Oh, yeah, being like on video and stuff. They love that.
It's nuts, dude.
Oh, my God. Creamy posted the video of him singing, and I was like, it's over for him.
Oh, dude. He loves it, though. He fucking is feeding on it. He's feeding on the stand energy.
You're just outing. He's not even here to defend himself, and you're just outing him completely.
I'm calling him out publicly, man. He's fucking feeding on the stand energy. It's not a good idea.
Jay's listening to this podcast right now, 58 minutes in, Arthur fisting it like, bitch.
No, he posted a video of him singing on Instagram just today, and I was in the comments being like, stop feeding the stands. Stop feeding the stands. You gotta starve him.
Crazy motherfuckers. He hasn't shown his face yet.
He has, but not only like with filters or with a mask.
No, he's shown his full face.
Wants people to know that.
People were saying in my chat today
that
all the stands were saying that they've been going crazy because McCreamy showed his full face.
Yeah, he did it. No, he did it on Instagram, but he had like a Snapchat filter on, like a fucking teenage girl.
And the other one was like Goku or some shit.
Yeah, he like edits them. But no, it's pretty much fucking out.
That's
there.
Cute.
Yeah, we're all super fucking gay over here at Misfits. We're super cutesy.
Hey, stop trying to steal my brand.
It's weird. We're so ambiguous. Yeah. No, speaking of like conventions and stuff, like, what was that like for you going to your first convention and fucking, I don't know, I guess meeting fans IRL for the first time? Like, how did you fucking react to that?
Well, I didn't, by that point, it was 2016. I didn't show my face at that point.
Oh,
or, yeah. You know, I had put my face in videos, if you've seen my face reveal. Yeah. Like, I've scattered it throughout the years through videos just for jokes, and then it led up to that face reveal, which is my favorite thing to do ever.
That was great. Mm.
And, yeah, so it was 2016, so I didn't really do... I only did my official first fan meetup last PAX. So PAX
right,
East,
with us,
the
right.
one we were at.
There.
Yeah, because you guys came by. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that. That was the first time I announced like where I was in the convention center and said, hey, come on down like with Wildcat, Big Jiggly Panda, and blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
And then we did the signing and stuff like that. But at that point in 2016, I hung around where the guys were... We're doing there. It was like Vanoss, Wildcat, Mini Lad, Cartoons, I think Brian was there, Terrorizer, and they were all doing their signing and stuff, and I was just in the background, right? So I'm in a lot of those photos.
Yeah.
Right? Because
I'm
just hanging out talking to, you know, other people that are there as well.
Yeah.
They don't know who I am.
Hmm.
But yeah, man, it was the first fan meetup was interesting for sure. It was
kind of wild, right?
It's pretty surreal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
pretty weird.
Because like, even if there aren't a lot of people, it still puts it into perspective that these are real people watching the videos.
Yeah, you know? The numbers are real. Those are real people.
For sure. And like people, my hometown friends try to describe to me, like, they call me famous, but I hate using that word and I don't think I'm famous.
Yeah.
But like they're like, dude, 2 million people could fill up like how many arenas? I don't know. What's the biggest arena in the world? Like, how many people can it fit, right?
Yeah.
Probably not even, like, 50,000.
Well, it gets weird and kind of scary when you take your sub count and you're like, okay, this is bigger than some countries.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, fuck. Okay.
If this country went to war with me, it would be 1 versus 2 million.
And I'd probably win.
Time to invade.
No, Seduce them with humor.
It's the stand invasion.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it the other episode, but we went to MBO recently and fucking, it was our first time like fully promoting a fan meetup like early, like in advance. So we promoted it on the podcast and on Twitter and stuff. Man, it was like a line out the door, dude. It's just fucking insane.
Yeah,
500
people waited like 3 hours.
It was scheduled for 30 minutes, and it lasted 3 hours.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so ours are, when we do ours at PAX East, it's pretty impromptu. We usually let them know a day before on Twitter, but that's it. We don't like have announcement videos or anything like that. It's just like we tweet out the day before. It's like, meetup will be this day. We'll tweet out when the time is or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the next day we tweet out and then we go there and then, you know, and we're usually there. I mean, you guys were there last time. You saw that it lasted.
Yeah, it was good.
You guys didn't get there till like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours into it or something like that.
Yeah.
So we were there for a solid maybe 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That impromptu one, the way you guys did it is cool because it just means that everyone just kind of stands around and chats rather than...
Oh, we actually got moved. One of the...
You started in one place and you went to another, right? And
yeah, the employee made us move because there were too many people crowded up in one area. So they moved us over to that area by the buses.
Yeah, no, it was good, though.
Explain that shit.
Everyone there was pretty chill, just kind of chatting and stuff.
Yeah.
Most of them were pretty funny.
That's the best part, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's fucking... It's just crazy.
It's a reason to go
totally
to Kong.
Mental, really.
It's just so
There's
cool.
always a pain in the ass when you wear a fucking metal helmet.
We're going to get, like, swagger of water with a straw.
Yeah, I need to bring straws so I can drink. It's kind of shitty, but I can eat French fries through my helmet, too, so it's always a good to eat fucking French fries in front of everyone.
Not anymore now. You're on a diet now. I can't do that.
Oh, fuck! Yeah.
I've told myself, like, man, when we're at those conventions, it's a cheat week, bro.
100%.
Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Like, you just can't do keto at a convention. Like, you're fucked. So, yeah.
I mean, you can if you go to a good-ass steakhouse.
Yeah, you want
to
fucking pack a salad in your backpack like a fairy. Yeah, go for it.
Imagine that. We all get high. We all whip out the chicken salad. Just fucking, like yogurt and shit in the morning. It's, no. Cool. All right. Well, we've been at it for an hour, so I guess we could fucking wrap it up. Anyone got anything else to add?
Nope.
Anything you want to promote, Smitty? A new book coming out or something, you know?
Honestly, just go follow my Twitter. And go follow my Instagram and go follow my YouTube. And if you want to sub to my Twitch, you can do that too. I don't stream. It's a waste of money. So that's up to you.
Same. Scam. It's a big scam.
Can relate, dude.
We're going to shout out our Instagram and Twitter as well, which is at Misfits on both. And you're at TheSmitty on Twitter and at Smitty on Insta. Right.
Yeah,
and that's SMII7Y because you decided
I'm working on getting that Twitter at.
Hell yeah.
Twitter is the guy who currently has Smitty fucking active.
Oh, he's inactive for like since 2013.
You gotta get it easily. We just got a bunch of our stuff changed.
Yeah, well, if you know somebody, let me know. Jesus Christ.
Talk to Ryan.
All right, there we go. I'll hit up Ryan.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks for coming on, Smitty.
Been the Misfits. No problem, love you.
We've been the Misfits and Associates, and see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye. Say bye, Smitty.
Bye!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.